Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. 1 week from today, the federal government could be partially shut down because it's run out of money. The current budget expires Saturday night, and there's no agreement in sight on a new budget. House Republicans can't agree among themselves on a bill. And NPR's Mara Liasson reports House Speaker Kevin McCarthy can't turn to Democrats for help without risking his job.
The far-right Republicans have made it very clear that if McCarthy can't pass this bill without relying on Democrats, in other words, if he passes it with help from Democrats, they will put through what's called a motion to vacate the chair, meaning they want McCarthy to lose his job. So to them, even worse than a government shutdown is avoiding a government shutdown with Democratic votes. Bipartisanship in this case is worse to them.
NPR's Mara Liasson. A space capsule returned to Earth this morning after a round trip to an asteroid that took 7 years.
Touchdown. I repeat, EDO. FRC has touchdown.
It brought back samples from the carbon-rich asteroid, believed to be from the dawn of our solar system, which will help scientists better understand how the Earth and life on Earth were formed. President Biden is scheduled to visit Michigan Tuesday to show support for striking auto workers. He says he'll join them on the picket line, the first president to do so. The United Auto Workers Union went on strike against the big three Detroit automakers on September 15th. Auto workers in Canada have ratified a tentative agreement with Ford Canada. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
Unifor says the deal with Ford's 5,600 workers comes to 10% in the first year, 2% in the second, and 3% in the third, plus a $10,000 bonus to all employees on the active roll. In addition, there are increases in basic benefits and allowances and pension plans, as well as investments to help transition the company to electric vehicle assembly facilities. Key issues remain a problem in the U.S., where more than 13,000 auto workers are on strike against the big three automakers. Talks with Ford in the U.S. continue through the weekend. Unlike the UAW, Unifor chose one of the three to target with its first negotiation, with hopes to set the tone for deals with the other automakers. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
In Kosovo, one police officer was killed and another injured in what the prime minister there is calling a terrorist act. NPR's Rob Schmitz has more.
The incident, the first act of major violence in months, happened in a village in the north of Kosovo. In a statement, police said that two heavy vehicles without license plates were positioned on a bridge and fired at police units with an arsenal of firearms, including hand grenades and rocket launchers. Tensions have run high for months in Kosovo, a former Serbian province, after clashes in May between Serb protesters and NATO peacekeepers.
NPR's Rob Schmitz reporting. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. French President Emmanuel Macron said today France is withdrawing its troops from Niger, as well as bringing home its ambassador. The military rulers who deposed the democratically elected president in a coup had requested the French ambassador leave. Britain's Home Secretary has tried to reassure London's armed police after dozens of them laid down their guns to protest the sentencing of a fellow officer last week. From London, Vicky Barker has more.
Only about 3,000 of London's 44,000 police officers are authorized to carry guns. Now, over 100 of them have reportedly handed in the permits for their weapons after a fellow officer was charged with murder in the 2022 death of an unarmed black man. 24-year-old Chris Cabo was shot through the window of a stopped car during a police operation. His death sparked angry protests and demands for justice. A spokesman for the London Metropolitan Police said many are worried about how the decision impacts on them. They are concerned that it signals a shift in the way the decisions they make in the most challenging circumstances will be judged. A number of officers have taken the decision to step back from armed duties while they consider their position. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
Senator Robert Menendez is to appear in federal court this week to face corruption charges. Several of his fellow Democrats in New Jersey, including the governor, say he should step down. John Fetterman of Pennsylvania was the first Democratic senator to call for his resignation. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.